That's really low, isn't it? I gotta adjust that. That was really high. How do I fix this? Well, while I'm fixing this, hi, hello, and welcome.
Welcome
to the Two Visionaries Visualizing Radio Hour.
Hour.
What edition is this? The third edition? The fourth edition?
Yeah, I think this is about the third edition now.
Got a lot of additions to this going on.
And hey, the good news is, listeners, that we just submitted our podcast to iTunes.
That's the real, real good news, man.
And if you go on our website, we will give you the link to subscribe yourself before it's actually in the store.
Oh, man.
And once you do that, you just plug that little link into iTunes. Very easy. Maybe two commands. That's it.
Two commands. That's it. Two clicks,
and it will start. Well, you'll subscribe, and it will download all of our content right to your device.
Automatically. That's right. You won't have to do anything. It'll just happen. And that's something that I think is really important. So how are you, Joe? We're back in action.
I'm good, man. I'm back in action. We took a little break here, and we're back in action, and we're ready to go.
We haven't recorded anything with this frequency in about 4 or 5 years.
Right.
Last time we did anything close to this was back when I was still at Five Towns.
Right.
That was years ago, man. But now we signed a pact.
We have a business plan.
A business plan. And it's to make sure we got new podcasts every week for our faithful audience. That has not grown yet, but will grow.
It is growing.
It is growing.
Not at an alarming rate.
No. But
who's to say? We don't actually know that.
Who's to say what's alarming and what isn't alarming?
You know what was alarming?
What was alarming?
My gastrointestinal products of Chinese food today.
That's always alarming to me. I always think that was a Christmas song. I always think that I'll get away with eating Chinese food. But you never get away with eating Chinese food.
No. You don't.
You never get away with
eating Chinese food. It's been 30 years since you last ate Chinese food.
You'll never get away with eating Chinese food. It's just an unspoken rule. So you want to go through our... We have a long-standing segment here. It's lasted about a week.
Yes, we do.
Of things is one of the things we do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm going to say, right?
In or out.
In or out.
In or out. Let's cue up the music for In and Out.
Is there In or Out music?
Oh, no.
If you have a suggestion for In or Out music, please let us know.
Yeah. Tweet us, will you?
Tweet us. All right, I got a good one. I'm not even going to tell you the category.
Okay.
I'm not going to even tell you what this is. I'm just going to go with the list. In just a moment, it's going to load. Okay, in or out? Give me one moment. Wow, it's hard to operate this website. Okay, ready? In or out? Black dog, red dog.
Out.
The heyday of the insensitive bastards.
Out.
The Sound and the Fury.
Out.
Good People.
In.
Obituaries.
In.
Homefront.
Out.
Palo Alto.
In.
As I Lay Dying.
Out.
Lovelace.
Out.
Ooh. Linda Lovelace?
I can't say it.
I said out, so...
All right, and a couple more. Queen of the Desert.
In.
Yosemite.
In.
The Adderall Diaries.
In.
Sausage Party.
Out.
Did you just add that one on the list?
No, that's on the list. Can you guess what this category was? Maybe that's a good way to
upcoming films.
Yes, but more specifically. It's even more specific than that.
Netflix original series.
No, but they might as well be. This guy is a very recent... We've had conversations about him recently.
I don't know. James Franco?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
James
really?
Franco. He's been nominated for one Oscar. He's won 34 different other awards and is has 60 nominations. So actually, he's a decorated celebrity.
Are these his upcoming films?
These are a couple were from beforehand, but these are all made within the last couple of years.
Wow, and I don't think I've seen any of them.
Neither have I. Okay, listen to this. Here's some trivia for James Franco. He might be one of the most academically accomplished actors in Hollywood history. Besides his BFA in English from UCLA, he has two MFA degrees, both in writing from Columbia and Brooklyn College.
No shit.
And a third MFA. Wait, I lost my fun fact. And a third MFA. Oh, wait, hold on, guys. I'm so sorry. Oh, and a third MFA in film from NYU. He is continuing further degree studies while also teaching a graduate class that takes students from the process. Take students through the process of making a feature-length film. So how does a guy that smart make a movie like any of the movies he's made?
I'll tell you why.
How?
He gets paid a lot of money.
He gets paid a lot of money to do stupid things. He's certifiably. I mean, he's very. We don't know if he's smart, but he's definitely a scholar. That's pretty interesting.
I read somewhere that one of his first jobs was at McDonald's.
Really?
And he used to practice accents on the customers.
He
used it as a vehicle to showcase his accents.
That's
rehearse
brilliant.
A little bit.
That's brilliant, man. You see that? That's how you know that somebody. He always had aspirations, you know. Even when he was working at McDonald's, he said. He used it as a means to what am I trying to say?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you another James Franco fact. Wow. He was one of a handful of celebrities passing through Los Angeles International Airport on November 1st, 2013, when a gunman opened fire, killing a TSA official. Franco was stuck on board a Grunet plane during the rampage, so at least he was safe on the plane. But that's crazy. Mm. He appeared in two films that were nominated for Best Picture as of 2014, Milk in 2008, and 127 Hours in 2010. I don't know these things about James Franco. I don't have much respect for James Franco, I guess.
He was good in both of those films.
Yeah, really he was.
Good. Yeah.
He's good. Wow. Wow. As a guest on the NPR program Fresh Air, Franco told interviewer Terry Gross that when he went back to UCLA to finish his undergraduate degree in creative writing, he was worried that his classmates and professors might think of him as sliding by because of his acting career. So he took a lot of extra courses to make sure they knew he was serious. Now let me tell you what he means by extra courses. He told Gross that the cap on the number of units that a student is allowed to take in a quarter was 19. I'm guessing that's credits. But in his last quarter, he took 62 units.
Wow.
Which, as far as he knows, is a record for a single student. 62. I don't even care what units are.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Credits? I guess a unit would be a credit?
Yeah, sure.
62?
That, man, that's like a whole year's worth of...
Oh, my God. How did he keep up with all that?
Drugs.
I guess.
I didn't know he was such a scholar.
Neither did I. Wow, he used to babysit Tobey Maguire's daughter on the set of Spider-Man 3. Mm. So now this is like fun facts for James Franco.
That was
a James Franco appreciation segment.
Yep.
But he looks like such a jerk. Doesn't he look so stupid?
Nah.
Yeah. I think he's an attractive guy, but He has like a dumb look on his face all the time.
Jamil thinks James Franco looks stupid. I hope he's not listening right now.
You know, I hope you're not listening. I think it's the characters he plays.
I think that definitely contributes, yes.
I'm sorry, James. Sometimes you rub me the wrong way, you know? But he's an incredibly smart human being. Or a combination of being incredibly smart and incredibly hardworking. Unbelievably hardworking. Hey, learned something new about James Franco. Well, there you have it.
There you have it, folks. James Franco. Everything you wanted to know about James
and
Franco.
More, courtesy of IMDb.
So, how was your day?
My day was good. Well, what happened today? That'd be interesting. Well, you know, I actually have a problem. Got a problem. You see, for the past, couple months, but really it's been the past couple of years, I've had a beard.
A beard. Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, facial hair. I've had a beard. Now, I decided on sometime around the new year that I decided I'm going to go clean shaven, and I wanted to try to be consistently clean shaven for a stretch of time.
Right.
Because when I think of myself, I think of myself as clean shaven, but looking at my pictures and asking people, they see me as a bearded person.
Right. What's the problem?
The problem is my skin is my facial skin is very sensitive, and my facial hair is very coarse, and it's very very coarse and very curly.
So you're getting a lot of irritation when you shave.
Lots of irritation, some ingrown hairs, lots of razor bumps, and I've tried everything.
Well, I'll give you some tips.
Yeah.
The first piece of good news is the more you shave. If you went such a long period of time without shaving, your skin is protected so much.
Yeah.
So it's not as tolerant to the new hair growing in. But the more you shave it, the more
gets used to it.
It gets a little bit stronger, that skin. And you can't shave up on your neck.
I don't.
Just only shave down.
I don't shave up anymore. I used to shave up. But I miss shaving. I think you get a nice clean shave, a very close shave. You can't get
you
as
do.
Close of a shave if
no,
you shave down.
Not at all.
So what's going to happen? I think I'll constantly have to have a 5 o'clock shadow.
Just keep it going for about another month, and it'll get easier for you.
Like keep shaving.
Oh, clean. Yeah, keep shaving.
How many days? Like every 3 days or something?
I shave every 2 days.
I'm going to have to do that. I'm waiting for my Dollar Shave Club package to come.
Yes, this
free
is
promotion for Dollar Shave
free
Club.
Plug for Dollar Shave Club. We both subscribe, actually.
Oh, man. I just signed up. Really excited. I ordered that. I ordered some aftershave.
You know, I subscribe for the convenience, man.
Yeah.
I still need new toothpaste. I'm scraping out toothpaste from the tube that for about a week now. I'm still squeezing out toothpaste that is still magically there somehow.
I would love if there were a service, and someone should think of this because it's definitely possible, a toiletry service.
Yes.
Every month, send over new toothpaste, new toothbrushes, some of the dental flossers, mouthwash.
Yeah.
What else do you need?
No one wants to have to go to CVS and shop for this crap.
Body wash, a loofah. What do you use? Do you use a washcloth?
No, I don't use a loofah.
What, do you use anything? Or is that too personal?
You know, I use a washcloth, I guess.
Yeah, me too.
But no specialty product. But loofahs are great.
Loofahs are great.
When you use them.
I used to use, hey, watch this. I used to use, a couple years back, Axe had this little promotion. They had the detailer, I think they called it.
Yeah, the Axe detailer.
Was that what it was called?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
I know what you're talking about.
It was a loofah, half of a loofah, and with a handle that made it aggressive and masculine, a rubber handle that made it very aggressive. It was only in black or red or very aggressive, angry colors, masculine. And a little on the handle, the rubber handle on the top was a little scrubby thing.
And
also very aggressive and masculine.
That taught us one thing.
What?
If you add a handle to something, it will become masculine.
It's now masculine.
You can make anything masculine by adding a handle to it.
Yes.
What are some feminine things with a handle?
If you can think of anything, tweet us. At
Two
Visionaries.
At TwoVisionaries.com. Yeah. What? Sorry, I always do that. Twitter bothers me when I do that.
Tweet us at TwoVisionaries.
Tweet us and, at TwoVisionaries, yes.
Email us at CurbYourOffice.com.
Yes, yes, yes.
And visit our website. We update it all the time
all
for you.
The time.
TwoVisionaries.com features a nice showcase of our writing, some pictures, and, of course, our podcasts.
That's right. And we also have an email. I mean, some people, I don't know why you'd want to eat. Well, if you want to say something very personal and more than 140 characters, then say email us at curbyouroffice@gmail.com and we will respond. We actually have made another pact. It's not a part of our business plan, but we acknowledge it together that whenever anybody, I just got very distracted. I never saw that on a phone before in my life.
What did you see?
It's a little robot guy.
A robot?
Yeah, I restarted my phone. First time I restarted it since I got it.
Is it the Android logo?
No, not him. It's somebody else.
Uh-oh.
That's beautiful. Wow. Yeah. This is very, you know, to someone listening, they have no idea what's happening.
J-Mill, tell our listeners what device you've just received.
Yes. Okay, we'll start we'll go back to what I was saying before. What was I saying before? Because I want to say it.
Handles.
Yeah.
We run a contest every week.
That's right.
And there's no winner for last week's contest because the only way to enter last week's contest was to tweet us, and no one tweeted us.
Nobody tweeted us. So you know, you gotta tweet it.
Just tweet us like a blank character, like a space or
something.
That's
all.
Like an emoji. Tweet us a question mark, and you'll win a prize. This week's prize is to be determined, but it will be very fulfilling, and
it'll be worth it. You don't have to. It'll be worth it. You should.
What is that?
What are we listening to?
What are we listening to?
Oh, I gotta make some.
We need to shuffle this thing up here.
Let's see.
Oh, hey.
This one'll work. And we also made a pact that we were going to comment. Well, I mean, not comment. We're going to respond to whenever any type of interaction we have, we'll respond to. Negative, positive, otherwise. If you listen and you like it, send us something. We'll respond. And we'll take we'll take whatever you say into strong consideration. We want this to be the show of the people. But anyway, the last time I got a new phone was, I guess I'm going against the grain here, about 2.5, almost 3 years ago. Was the last time I got an upgraded phone with my cell plan, and I got a Samsung Galaxy S3. Honestly, the S3, I kept it way longer than I've kept any other phone, and it's probably the only phone I've ever had, because I've never gotten an iPhone, the only phone I've ever had that truly did last all 3 years and would have beyond. It was still a very, it was a really high functioning phone. The problem was the hardware was failing me, and the service provider was failing me. They gave me AT&T, had me using a broken or a damaged a SIM card for years on the phone, and it kind of fried certain parts of it.
Really?
Yeah. You all right there?
My chair just broke here.
Oh, you're all right. Go ahead and reattach it. You won't explain what's happening. Don't worry. See, the chair is one of those reclining chairs, and it came out of joint. Yeah, so it was a really good phone, and I truly believe that the S3. So, all right, I'm going on a. I'm digressing.
Yeah.
Or progressing. We're going on a tangent here, but I do believe that, as far as phones that can compete with the iPhone, the Galaxy line has come close to being able to supply an alternative to the iPhone as far as popularity and usability. And the S3 was the one phone I think that did well and could be in some considerations, be considered favorably against the iPhone it came out against.
Mm.
Probably the only phone that was like that. All the other phones that competed with the iPhone either were a shade below it or equal at best. But I think the S3 was... You could consider it equal or a little better than the iPhone it came out with. So the S3 was a great phone. I digress.
Okay, so the phone you have now.
Phone I have now. The phone that I got my friend is getting rid of, or he actually bought another, he bought a Samsung Galaxy Note 3 a couple months ago. I want to say over the summer he got it. And he said he loved it. He ended up buying another phone. Bought another phone, and now he needs to sell the Note 3.
And so you currently have the Samsung Galaxy Note 4.
Note 3.
Yes. Okay, so the phone that Jay Mill is mesmerized by right now is the Note 3.
That's it.
So, I want to see that robot, actually.
I don't know how to bring him back up. I would if I could. Not sure what happened. But I wanted to do... They tell you that it's good to do a... every so often, you should restart your devices.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was taught by a networking guy that I know that he says people tend to... I forget why we were talking about this, but he says you don't need to... People say they need to give their devices a rest. Like older folks will shut down a computer and leave it off for a while and say, yeah, give it a rest. He said that's not technically true. They're built to run. However, it's a good idea to do hard resets on your device every so often to stop all the processes from running and to just restart it. It's good for the device. Closes out all the programs and allows it to start fresh. Another person actually told me that for a phone... You can't do it with an iPhone, but to actually, while it's running, take the battery out and do a hard reset on it.
Which
it
phone?
Shocks the system. Galaxy.
Oh, wow. See, that's why I like the iPhone, because you don't have to worry about any of that crap.
You should still do restarts on it.
Yeah, restarts, but no taking batteries out.
You don't have to go drastic. Yeah.
Rosemary goes and nobody knows but you. Hey, you want to do a segment?
Yeah, what do we got?
We have three things on the board right now. We did In or Out.
We did In or Out.
That's a concrete one.
That's a standby for us.
We've got a couple things on the board here.
We can do one of those. We'll take a break, and maybe one of those will come up, and we'll take a break.
Yeah, maybe one of those will just appear magically.
Yeah. We'll see. We don't know. We don't know. There may not even be a board.
You know, we don't really do a dedicated news segment.
We should do a dedicated, you know,
talk about random news. Let's want us do the first new news segment.
Let's do the news.
Let's do the news.
Yeah, let's pick up the news.
All right.
Well, let's see.
We'll take a break first, and we'll come back with some news.
Come back with some news. You're listening to the Two Visionaries Visualizing Radio Hour.